Governors and officials from eight Great Lakes states will join their counterparts from Ontario and Quebec to approve today what some call the most significant water law since the Clean Water Act. It's a sweeping set of rules that puts into motion a new way of thinking about and protecting the Great Lakes. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Christina Shockley reports.
The Great Lakes Basin contains a huge treasure, about 20% of the world's and a whopping 95% of the nation's fresh surface water. The water system provides drinking water for 42 million people and is a defining characteristic of the states and provinces along its borders. Lake Michigan sits between Wisconsin and Michigan. Derek Shear stands near the shore in a state park in Milwaukee on a sunny, cold morning. The huge lake isn't frozen yet, but ice surrounds the large boulders near the shore. Shear's environmental group, Clean Wisconsin, monitors the health of the Great Lakes.
Because it's such a large portion of the world's fresh water, and it is a thirsty world, there is more and more concern that folks will be coming after the Great Lakes as a source of drinking water outside of the Great Lakes Basin.
That's already happened. 7 years ago, a Canadian company announced a plan to ship Great Lakes water to Asia. While the plan never went through, it was a wake-up call for many Great Lakes officials and led to the rules being approved today. The agreement calls for the water system to be treated as a single complex ecosystem made up of countless tributaries, underground aquifers, and smaller lakes, all held in the Great Lakes Basin. The basin is a large depression in the surface of the land, spanning from Minnesota to New York State and including the five Great Lakes, Michigan, Huron, Erie, Superior, and Ontario. Most of the water in the basin stays there and eventually replenishes the lakes. Under the new rules, a few communities just outside the basin will be able to request water. One of those is Waukesha, Wisconsin. This pumping station delivers water to much of the city. It's in the parking lot of a shopping center. The pipes are neatly painted and clean because tour groups come through the facility to learn how a pumping station works. Jeff Detrow is the water supply manager for the utility.
Okay, this is our well station number 6. Over in the corner, there's a 2,000-foot deep well. So the pump will pump the water out of the ground.
Waukesha won't be able to rely on well water for long, so city officials say turning to Lake Michigan is one of the only options. James Rowan is a writer and public policy analyst in Milwaukee. He worked closely with longtime Milwaukee Mayor John Norquist, fighting sprawl and supporting preservation of natural resources. He argues that the rules being approved today are still too vague.
If a community applies to divert water, for example, what are the boundaries that define that community? Are they the boundaries that exist at the time of the application, or are they the boundaries of the community that could exist 10 years into the future?
Rowan is also concerned that the agreement isn't strict enough on commercial interests, especially the bottled water industry. Other critics say the rules should require states to enact conservation plans sooner than they do. Still, they acknowledge the need for a framework of protections for the Great Lakes water system and see the rules as a good first step. Todd Ames is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and has been involved in 4 years of negotiations in this agreement. He considers the rules the bare minimum of what's required.
We were going to be in trouble if we put together a document that was so specific that we then would go to the legislatures and say, well, here it is, yeah, it's big, significant, but you can't touch a word of it.
Today's signing comes as many of the same officials are partnering with private groups to support a $20 billion plan to clean up the Great Lakes and keep out invasive species. A key aspect of the agreement signed today is the understanding that water use in any one community has an impact on all Great Lakes communities that share the massive freshwater system, whether in the Midwest, the East, or Canada. For NPR News, I'm Christina Shockley in Milwaukee.